Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Saturday night at 7 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm Shelley Nunchuk, originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to be going to a live event for a little bit. I guess it's a celebration of a place called Profennel that's been in the neighborhood for quite some time. I don't know how many years. So what I'm going to do is, since I run the show by myself, I won't be taking live calls for a little while until I get back to the studio. So I'm going to go out there. So this is live. Wish me luck, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a little nervous here. There's lots of people over there. So if it gets out of hand, because I think people are drinking, I'm Shelley Moonstucks, and I think I know how to handle myself if anybody gets online. My little co-host is like, can I come? Anyway, stepping out, let's see how well this is going to work at a live event. I've never done this before. So here we go. Going outside. Let's see. Of course, it's very strange when you have a concept of walking and trying to do this live on the air on a radio station, so let's see how this goes. Looks like there's a lot of people out there, and I don't know what they're doing. You'll probably start hearing the music sooner. I don't know if you can hear anything, but there is a lot of people over there, and they've probably been drinking, but I think I can handle myself. Anybody gets out of hand? Well, I don't have the nunchucks, so... but I know some secrets. And I learned in Maine that you cannot, when you're in the crosswalk, I learned that people do not stop you in a crosswalk. So here I am crossing the street, going over to the event, and trying to see if I can actually find someone that actually works there. Her name is Tracy.
Wait a minute.
see. I think I'm here. Let me see if I can actually find her. Hold on one moment. Hi, you know what Tracy is? I'm actually on the radio station right now, and Tracy that works there, she said that she'd be able to talk to me. She's one of the...
I don't, but you know what I look for.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. What's your name, sir?
Neil.
Hi, Neil. I'm Shelley. I'm the Shelley Miller Tech Show, and would you like to tell me a little bit about Profetals? Because I was asked, you know, and I was kind of shy, so what are you doing? You're just...
Well, let me give you the mic.
Okay.
I've been an employee for Profetals for many years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm currently on the radio right now.
I'm on a radio station right now. My name is Shelley Nimchuk. I do the Shelley Nimchuk Show, and I talked with Paul earlier, and he said he would rather have one of you guys talk about it. And I wanted to know, like, what's going on tonight? Is it a celebration?
It's just a big party.
Oh, okay. So.
It's all, yeah, it's just a big party. All the food's gone.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. But, like, what was going on? Like, what is it for? Is
Profetals has been open for 50 years on Main Street in Washington.
For 50 years? Has it always been the same family? Or?
Yes. It's always been the same family. Peter Profetals.
Okay.
He's the owner. He's been here for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
This is the second building. The first building burnt.
So where was the first building? Like, down the street?
Who goes down? Yes.
So how did they decide to, like, relocate here?
He had bought this building, and he was going to turn it into the pizzeria.
Uh-huh.
And then that burnt down almost 8 years ago to 6 years ago to the day.
Oh, okay.
And he decided to do it all over here again.
Oh, okay. It sounds like I come here for lunch, you know, and it's like, you know, come to work, they're pretty good. You know, they're really fast. So you can get, like, a chicken salad or maybe some pizza or something. It's like I'm always running around doing things, but they're very quick, and it's like I love coming here. And I'm originally from Boston, so it's like it has that feel to it, and I like going to places that, you know, remind me of home. So that's why I actually like Profetals, one of the places, and it's got that feel to it, you know. It's not like...
That's what it is. It's like a big family.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Yeah, so I'm always, like, you know, passing by. It's like, usually, I don't come out at night that much, but I was like, well, I'll check it out, and if I find, I think it's Tracy. Do you know where she is?
She's somewhere here.
Okay,
well,
so, all right. So I'm going to try to find
her. But she's here. She's been here all day.
Okay, I'll try to find her.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. Let's see if I can actually find her. As you can hear the music going on. And I actually see one of the people that actually cook. I believe it's Michelle, so she's actually in there. And now if I can actually find Tracy among the masses here, I don't know if anybody can actually hear me, but I'm trying to find and locate where she is. She could be inside where the pub is. People look like they're having a really good time. So let's see if I can find her around here. I think they're actually playing horseshoes over here. Let's see what these guys are doing. So hopefully I'll find Tracy among the masses. Let's see. So this place has been around for 50 years. I come here every day, well, almost every day for lunch, and they're pretty fast at what they're doing. So they're actually doing something, not horseshoes, but actually showing a beanbag or something. So... Oh, okay. Hey, guys. I'm live on a radio show right now. My name is Shelley Nunchuk, and I wanted to know more about Profetals because I come in to lunch from work, and I was like, I want to know if I could actually interview some people. You know, they said that you're regulars or something. Yeah, an interview. It's like someone likes to talk about it.
I've been here.
Well, what's your name, sir?
My name is Joe DeDiego, and I was behind the bar 43 years ago. The funny thing is, I'm 42. Guess what? My mom was pregnant and bartending. And this is, so, what is this, 42 years later? Now I'm here.
So is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah, it was a good thing. Profetals was a big thing back in Westbrook. I mean, it's the gathering place.
Okay.
So
I'm just learning about stuff around here. So, like I said, I come here every day, you know, well, almost every day, and they're, like, pretty good with the food and everything. It reminds me of home. It has that family feel to it.
It's all about family. It was like, I'm Italian, they're Italian. It was like, it's all interactive. It's very good feeling. So.
Am I taking up you guys' time?
Am I being stupid?
Since 1 o'clock, how long has this event been going on?
It's
12? I wanted to come on and get a break. I was working on website and stuff, and I said, no, I'll see what's going on in the neighborhood and stuff. And see, you know, this is the event. I guess it's a good idea, right? Something like that, yeah. So, I was trying to talk to some. Tracy. She's always working behind me. Tracy, have you guys seen her around? Yeah. She's got blonde hair. Okay, I'll have to look around. So what are these plates over here? I gotta look for a photo of horseshoes.
Wow. It's called cornhole. Bad dog. But it's in cornhole.
It's cornhole throwing beanbags. Cornholing. Was this based on something that they really like threw corn?
It's cornholing.
So it's made away from the south up to Maine.
Bago.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, thank you guys. We'll enjoy. Thank you very much. Well, it seems like everyone's having a really, really good time. And I'm just checking out to see if there's any more employees around here. I've got some music going on. I guess I missed all the food. But it looks pretty interesting. You know, a lot of people having a good time. No one falling in on the bus. So let's see if I can find someone. Look around for Tracy here. Looks like on the inside too. Maybe she's hanging out somewhere. Maybe some of the other people. Let's go inside and see if we can see her. We're actually in the establishment right now. Let me see if I can find Tracy. Hey guys, do you know what Tracy is? I'm on the radio show right now, and she like said she talked to me. She said she's coming around. Do you think she's in the bar? Okay. Because I was trying to find her, and she says, "Oh, come back over here," and I want to do a little bit of interview with her. So I was trying to find out. So if you happen to see her, my radio show is called Chilling Nunchuck Show. I'm actually live on the air right now. So she said she'd do a little bit of interview with me, and I was just trying to find some of the regulars. So, you know, I don't know if I miss her, tell her Shelly was looking for her and do an interview with her. All right, thank you. More people coming in. So Fountain's been around here for about 50 years. As you can see, there's a sign up. I guess they're doing a big celebration. It's a Fountain's 50th anniversary celebration. I guess it started at 2 p.m. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of nice that the restaurants give back to the people, and it seems like everybody's enjoying themselves. So as I can see that, you know, people sit down. I hope everybody can hear me because, like, again, I am running the radio show by myself. You know, the only one that's actually running it back at the studio is actually my co-host, which is Jackie Chan Kitty. She's actually there. Well, she's not running around jumping on the computer. So let's see if there's anybody, other employees that actually see if I can actually see what's going on with people here. Just randomly go up to people. Hopefully they're not too intoxicated. Let's see, like, what's going on over here. And just kind of randomly go up to people. Hi, excuse me. I was like, can you tell me what you know about the Fennels? I'm live on a radio show called the Shelly Nunchuck Show. And what is your name, sir?
My name's Bob.
Your name is Bob. So what brings you out here? Free food?
Well, actually, we got here a little bit too late for the free food. But
okay.
We're just out here having a good time with friends.
And it's like, how long have you been coming? Have you been coming to Fennels for a while?
Not really. Actually, probably about a year.
Oh, about a year. Well, that's for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
A lot of people here that I'm with have gone here for years.
Oh, okay.
because it's like when I was talking with other people, it said it's been around for like 50 years, and it was down like a couple of stores down, and it burned down, and it's still here, and it was like it's a family thing. So it's kind of like, oh, if I randomly go into the crowd, because I was trying to find some of the people that were working, and they weren't on shift tonight, so I was trying to find them. I was like, I don't see them. They must be having a good time, don't want to think about work.
Probably. I would think so. Have you gone inside?
No, not yet.
It's pretty crowded.
Yeah, it's pretty crowded, so I'm just like going around really. So are you guys having fun tonight? I'm on live on a radio show right now. My name's Shelly Nunchuck, and I'm trying to get some opinions like, what is your favorite meal? Don't be shy. You can talk. So anybody get any favorite meals or anything here?
Favorite what?
What's your name, sir?
Steve.
Steve? How have you been drinking? So, do you have any favorite meals here?
Pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza?
Pepperoni pizza. And the calzones are fantastic.
Calzones? Yeah.
I go way back with Profenos. Yeah, I worked there when I was 15.
When you're 15?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they told me they've been around for like 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm older than they are.
I think we all are. I'm not going to give away my age. I'm going to let it be a secret. So, yeah. So, I was like, I hope you guys aren't scared. I'm really coming up. You're like, this strange girl's coming up, randomly asking me questions. So, it's like, I do stuff like this all the time. It looks like everyone's having a good time. You know, I was like, I know, I missed the free food. I said, oh, wait, I'm running the studio and I got a cat in the air. So, it's kind of like, I hope she's not jumping on the computer. So, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting. I come by for lunch every day from work. I work over the Dana Wharf Mill, and it's something where, you know, I'll come out and see, you know, check out how everybody's doing tonight, and it looks like a lot of fun. So, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to track down Peter. Did you see Peter?
So who's Peter?
Peter's the owner.
Yeah, he was shy. Peter or Paul or whatever his name
Peter
is.
Paul,
Peter
Paul.
Paul.
They're all around.
He didn't want me to interview, and
yeah.
I was like, oh. I was like, oh, a shy guy. So I was like, I'll randomly go around and ask people. But thank you guys so much.
Right,
enjoy. Thank you. I'm going to go around and randomly ask some other people. Hi. How are you guys doing? I'm live on a radio show right now, on the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I was looking for some employees, and I think maybe they're inside having a lot of fun, and it's like, I just wanted to let the owner, you just, I was with Paul or Peter, everybody's calling Paul or Peter, and I asked him if he wanted to be interviewed like this. He says, oh, he's a shy guy, so I said, you know what? I'm going to be this strange girl and randomly walk up to people going, hey, how you doing? You know, it's like, I was leaving from Boston, and it's like, you know, I'm up here, and I'm working over at the Dana Wharf Mill, and I come by, and I get, like, food here for lunch every day, and they're really quick, and I said, you know what, I found out about this today, I said, I'll do the radio show tonight, give a little motion, because it reminds me back home, and it's like, do you guys have any favorite dishes? What's your name?
Nina.
Hi, Nina. So do you have any favorite dishes?
I mostly just drink here.
Mostly just drink. Hey, it's all about having a good time, right? It's like, so anybody else have favorite dishes? Are you shy over there? I can tell the people that are back are like, no, it's like a vampire back. Back, you know. He's here too. He can't get enough of the place. So if I tap him on the shoulder, is he going to hold me over his shoulder or anything? Excuse me.
Yes.
Your name Joe?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Shelly. I'm on the Shelly Nunchuck Show live on the air right now. And they told me to bother you. You see it. So I was just trying to get some of the employees that went work. And I tried to get the owner, but I guess he's a little shy. And
how do you
shy.
Work? Yeah.
Well, they tell you.
You're not shy. Shelly, he's not shy.
He's not shy.
He's a
bus salesman. Is that good if I just laugh?
That's good. That's better than your average.
No, Johnny, that's good. I know it's good.
Well, I mean, what is your association with here? I know you're having fun tonight, but what is your...
It's just a celebration of 50 years of beers and cheers.
Beers and cheers. Are you just Boston, too?
He's what? No, listen.
Yeah!
His association, that he works for National Distributors, which is the Anheuser-Busch wholesaler.
Why is he running away? He's turning red.
He's running away.
He's blushing. He's turning red. Is that the Irish or something? Yeah. Are you Irish?
Oh.
You're telling me. You got the pocket team on.
You're on the air, but you're not, you don't have an audience. You're okay.
All right.
It's live on the air, and it's archived afterwards, and it's like, it's on a Blog Talk radio station. I do this, and anywhere in the whole world can hear you.
Oh, it's
so
cool.
Let you know that anybody in any country can hear you.
All right.
Oh, it is live on the air. Yeah. So, you know.
So
why you come here tonight?
Well, I found out about this and I was hearing, you know what, I get food here when I'm after work.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, they're pretty quick and they're always nice to visit.
Oh,
you know what, I'll give a little bit of promotion and just to find out, you know, what's going on. People probably have been here for 50 years. So
yep.
It's like, do you guys have any favorite food? What is your name?
I'm Scott.
Scott and Joe, nice to meet you. Do you guys have any favorite foods here or do you just come here to drink?
Not particularly. I mean, they have great everything, really.
Yeah?
Tuna Italian sandwich.
Tuna Italian sandwich.
And all their pie, all their pizza.
All their pie and pizza. You can tell he's a Boston boy.
It's good. Yeah, well, he's not a Boston boy.
East Boston, Riviera.
I live in Southie. I lived in all over the place. He's Boston. Where in East Boston?
Woburn.
That's not East Boston. Get on her.
I'm trying to keep my identity clear. No. But, no, it is a great place here, and just 50 years of Pete Paul just rocking on.
Cool. So you guys just hanging tonight and having drinks?
Yeah,
Did you get the free food? We're drinking heavily tonight.
We're probably going to get we're going to order a pizza.
Oh, good, because they said all the free pizza are out.
It's good pizza, too. They actually, it's fresh, you know, it tastes good.
Yeah.
It's fucking fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I swear.
Blog Talk Radio, I mean, this is internationally heard, but it's not like FCC right now, so I keep working at it, but people are dedicated. Why did I know that? I think if it goes more syndication, it's kind of like, I do a lot of the show, so the more I do in the archives, people listen to it, because it's something that's interesting, and you're really going up to people, the strange girls, really going up to people. I should have brought my nunchucks, because you don't know. You guys.
Oh, we know something's up, because you have things coming out of your ears and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's like, no, I'm an alien. Don't they have aliens in Maine here or something?
Everybody's rocking the Bluetooth nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, no, I mean, this is like a headset, because it's like, the Bluetooth, I don't know, I'm just walking around. I'm away from the studio, so I'm trying to keep better connection.
Right.
I don't know. So I'm hoping this is my first live event, so I'm kind of like, I'm praying that it's going fine. So, you know.
Well, we're just here drinking Budweiser, celebrating half a century.
Amazing, really. What do you say? Salute. Here's the chance. Who are you wearing that Italian soccer dress? I mean, come on,
hand out. Eddie, give me a break.
And now you're going to tell you. What are you doing? I'm tell you. Who's your favorite soccer player?
I'm
going to come out and say Pele, because that's what
I'm going
to say. But I'll say David Beckham.
That's what? Hell yeah, he's English.
You
know
the Italian soccer
plan. I know.
Do you know anything Italian? No. I'm like Nicholas. I don't have any gold chains. I don't read books on how to speak Italian or read any of the or listen to any of the tapes.
I don't have any
gold teeth.
What does gold teeth got to do with being Italian? What?
I really don't know the answer to that question.
Where did that come from?
I don't spend much money on hair gel, and I also don't own any combs at all.
Okay, you're just a man that gets up and go. You know, it's like maybe don't shave. Men are easy. They get to get the combs.
He's a meat and potatoes type.
So then you are Irish.
No, I'm not.
You said meat and potatoes, you know.
What are you? Does he mean
what I'm from East Boston.
East Boston. There you go. I got to have
the Riviera area.
The Riviera. I grew up in Riviera.
Oh.
I went to
Kelly's Roast Beef, one of my favorite eateries.
Yeah.
We're talking about Perpenos here now, but
Yeah, I miss Kelly's, and it's like, you know what's funny? Years ago when Kelly's Roast Beef and Kelly's Cream, the women worked in Kelly's Cream, and the guys were in the roast beef place all the time. Did you ever notice that?
I
don't even know if you paid attention now.
You should have been by earlier. I would have had a good story for you.
Oh, you can still tell it?
I don't know. I don't even...
You don't even know. All right. I bothered you guys.
Really, you should have been here. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
It was a fucking beehive after us.
It was some guy from Vietnam that was trying to explain all sorts of things to us.
Whoa, missed the action.
I know, it's still kind of early.
I do have one question. Who's listening to this right now? This is,
How would I
listen to it right now if I was...
Well, you go to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. B-L-O-G. I know. I'm from Boston. I live in all the United States. I live in Southie. I live in East Boston.
That's wicked, Rita. I go on the internet thing.
You go on the internet. Blog, B-L-O-G,
yep.
Talk. Yeah. Radio.com.
W-K.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have someone here. Yeah.
All right.
And you look up Shelly Nunchucks. Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-Y,
yep.
Nunchucks. You know, like Nunchucks?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
my
yeah.
actor's name.
Okay.
So it's like, you look that up,
right.
And it'll say the shows and stuff, and you can look up tonight, you know, whatever day the date is, which is the 22nd.
You can, so it's recorded?
It's going to be recorded. It's going to be in the archives. You can see all the shows I've done. I've done a dedication to Michael Clark Duncan. I want to work with Jackie Chan, so I have a dedication to him and like all this stuff. I do film.
He does all his own
stuff. And I'm actually, I know
Marky Mark, so if you need to.
No. I was like, no, that's quite all right. That's quite all right, guys. No, I'm like, I'm sitting here going, no. I says, I want to work with someone bigger than Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg, whatever they call him. Jackie Chan, I'm a Jackie Chan girl.
Are you telling me that Marky Mark is not big?
He's not as big as Jackie. No, not as big as Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan.
And they fucking shoot everybody in the elevator.
No, the movie
at the end with Matt Damon's in it, Mark Wahlberg, all those guys.
The shooter.
At the end,
bank robbery.
Matt Damon gets shot right in the head in the elevator.
Oh, The Departed. Oh, you want to know something? You know something? I got to tell you something about The Departed, and I swear to God. I don't know if you heard this guy, Jay Giannone. He was just in States. He's one of my brothers. And he actually took Leonardo DiCaprio under his wing for The Departed. Look up Jay Giannone. I run a fan club page for him. And he just worked with Jason Stratum in Safe. And he actually plays a detective. And if you guys see Safe, Jason Statham. Yeah, he just did a film in Safe. And it was good. Well, you don't look like him, right?
Maybe.
Well... Why? What martial arts do you study it? What do you study? What martial arts do you study?
I don't study martial arts.
Okay, then.
I don't study martial arts. He's just a fucking movie.
Well, no, he's a martial artist, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But my brother doesn't. He just was in the film with him, though, when it's like...
Bring it on, Jason. I don't know what the name. Come on, Jason. Yeah.
So what's your name, hon?
I'm Nate.
Hi. I'm Shelly Nunchucks, and I'm here just really going up to people live on the air on Blog Talk Radio. And I was just like, you know, I was looking for some of the employees, but they must be having a good time talking with all the talk about work. So it's like, what brings you up tonight?
Budweiser.
So that's the Bud Man right there?
Yeah, of course.
Is it like on the Simpsons? Bud Man? Booyah! Like, with the belt, with the little thing, with the helmet and everything. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Shaking in a minute.
Shaking in a minute? What are you drinking? Are you drinking like Red Bull and vodka? Why would you be shaking for Bud?
Hey, the king of beers, buddy.
Yeah. Here's the Boston boy. Take beers.
Beer.
No, you are not doing that. Come on now. Don't let me down.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, take it a beer. What a who?
Lenore. Buddy of ours, mother.
Whoa, maybe I am her age. I do not say what my age is.
No, close to her age.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how old I am. You'd be very surprised.
I think you're 42.
How did you know that?
I have that weird...
Hey, we're from East Park. We share your ID in the back.
How did you know that I was 42? How did you get it? How did you get that right on the button
don't
right there?
Don't be proud of the birth, and then, yeah, we got your social security.
I'm an Aquarius. I have intuition written all
over. What are you, a metaphysical person or something?
I'm a massage therapist. There you go.
Oh, massage therapist.
Happy ending.
See the future.
You can see the future.
Happy ending. Happy ending costs twice as much. Sometimes three times.
Well, do you scare them away?
How much hair you have?
How much hair you have?
Yeah, be a joke.
What, the acupressure? Don't you really do that?
I don't do acupuncture. I don't do that.
So you actually have a business. You're actually a massage therapist?
Yeah, I'm a licensed massage therapist. I do not have a business, no.
You don't have a business, though, but you're still do a little promotion for yourself.
I work a 9-to-5 regular job, but let's promote Humpty Dumpty right now. Paul Perfetto and what's Paul's dad's name?
Peter
Perfetto do not
carry.
They don't carry Humpty Dumpty products or Wise or Snyder's or Lance.
So what is Humpty Dumpty? What's Humpty Dumpty?
You never heard of Humpty
Dumpty? It's a potato chip. Everybody loves potato chips, don't they? Especially
if you're
drinking beer.
I guess so. I don't know. Is it a main thing with Humpty Dumpty
barbecue? It's the number one selling barbecue chip in the fucking world.
What? How come I never heard of it? What?
You haven't lived.
I haven't lived. So what is Humpty Dumpty? Explain it.
Humpty Dumpty is a barbecue chip. It has nice flavor.
Nice little spice to it.
Much different than the standard barbecue chip. It really is. And we also do Cape Cod. Have you heard of Cape Cod?
I know Cape Cod. I'm not really a chip girl. I'm more like a sweet eater. So it's like some people like salt.
Right now they've got the chef's recipe and the waffle cut chips, which are new to the market.
Waffle cut.
Cape
okay.
Cod. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look into that kettle. Kettle Budweiser.
Budweiser. We're talking about chips right now.
They go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
The more chips you eat, the more bucks you drink.
Did I chase your friend away?
No, I think he just went to order a pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hoping he went to order a
pizza. Maybe he went to get more beer. I didn't see which way he walked. Yeah. What is the popular beer around here anyway?
Budweiser.
Bud Light
is the number one selling beer in America.
Okay.
In the world. Actually,
in the world.
In the world?
Really.
Okay.
In fact, it outsells Coors Light and Miller Light.
Combined.
4-to-1. Bud Light alone.
So how do you know about these statistics? Is it from...
I work for National Distributors, which is an Anheuser-Busch Budweiser wholesaler.
Okay, it's just a little hard to talk right now, huh?
It's somewhat hard to talk right now.
Yes.
Yes, I work for National, and they're a wholesaler in Maine, in southern Maine, for Anheuser-Busch. They're a wholesaler, yeah. Yeah.
So what about your...
That's how I know all that.
Okay, so what about your business? You said, well, you don't have the business, but you're a certified massage therapist. Do you have a Facebook page or something?
No, I don't push it at all.
Oh, you don't push it at all? You're not
going to... I just
do
it for friends and stuff like that. I'm gonna really focus on that later in life, you know, 40s and 50s.
40s and 50s?
Yeah.
Well, you're in your 20s now, right?
No, I'm 30.
Well, that's still young.
Yeah.
Still very young.
It's going to be a decade or so before I push that.
Oh, okay.
I got a full, you know, full, 9-to-5 like everybody else.
No, I'm a lot older, so 30 is very young.
32, right on the money.
Yeah, that just scared the heck out of me. I'm like 42, very young. So,
I have that sort of, I don't know.
That sort of...
You can tell.
You just can kind of tell. Okay.
But you don't look that. You don't look...
Yeah, no, because it's like I think it's a myself. Yeah, that's what a lot of people... Thank you. That's what a lot of people say.
When you said I would never guess, I was like, I'm going to go high. You know?
See, I don't get offended. When people say my age, I don't really get offended because they
just... Why would you get offended?
No, because it's like people are like, you know, it's just something I plan to say. I'm trying to get back and being as physically fit. I train like martial arts and stuff like that.
B90X.
Yeah.
Try the B90X.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there's other things. No, training in martial arts. It's something I've got nunchucks. I can still have them on me. Both staff. So,
you want to have those on. You might not have been able to get in here if you had those.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, you know, going around really asking people. So.
Have you ever heard of that, B90X?
I've heard of it. I've never tried it, but it's like everybody does their own thing. When I train in martial arts, like, so I'm getting more people over here. So who do you know all these guys?
No, nope,
just this guy. So it's like I'm going to go. Yeah, they sent me over here. Father Joey disappeared. So it's like, bother these guys. So I'm going to bother Nate for a moment. So it's like, are you guys all friends here? All right, I'm on a radio show live. It's a Chili Nunchuck show, and I'm like asking people, you know, like about here, how long have you guys come here, and what do you guys name? What's your name? You stop it. I'll ask you first.
Aaron.
Aaron? What's his name?
Anthony.
Anthony. So you guys having fun tonight, you know?
Yeah, cool.
Right? What's your favorite kind of food here? I mean, what do you guys like to eat the most?
Pizzeria.
Pizza? Well, I mean, like...
It's a pizzeria.
It's a pizzeria.
It's a very good pizza here.
Yeah.
For me, it's got to be the buffalo shrimp.
Buffalo shrimp?
Buffalo
what's
shrimp
you?
Are good.
Buffalo
chicken. Chicken bomb.
Chicken bomb? What's a chicken bomb?
Like
you go into that?
Like a steak and cheese or with chicken?
Only with chicken. Okay, yeah. Classic. Hey, yeah.
You spit on a roll platter.
So I gotta ask you guys something. I'm watching over here. First, I was like, they're calling it something game over there. Cornholio Plus or something. I don't know what the game
cornhole.
Is. What is cornhole? They said it was a beanbag toss.
Game of beanbag toss, you know?
Okay. Is it a drinking game? I mean, what is it?
It's a lawn sport.
It's a lawn sport, okay.
It can be enjoyable for anyone.
Okay.
So you get tossed a beanbag into a hole?
I do have a question. Did anybody get so lifted up that they threw themselves or someone or anything like that? Have you ever done that? You guys know?
I mean, I don't think they did.
No, of course. Like, you know, you hear weird stories to drink. You know, it's something where they do weird things. No stories about that?
Stick around. Maybe we'll see it tonight. I won't lie. There's probably been some weird things out of this parking lot, but...
Really? I don't know if I should be asking about that. Am I safe here?
You can find it West Virginia.
Really? Maybe I should have my nunchucks on me or something right now. I don't know, my bow staff.
Yeah, deal with your company.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like, some chick randomly coming up to people, but this is stuff that I do. So it's like, I'm also going to be doing a film on the street, and it's actually dedicated to Jackie Chan. I got China Villa down the street involved, Guido's Diner. It's like, maybe the fight scene is like a converse against across the street where the gas station is. So it's like,
we should probably get a fight scene going on real quick here.
Oh, really? I wish I could have something.
You look really what testosterone here. And
I was like, I wish I had my camera right now, you know, videotaping. It's like, hey, live on the air.
I can
do it with my, you know, I'm just starting to learn about on well, I try to keep it. I mean, if it goes really well, it can be syndicated. Right now, it's live on the air in Blog Talk Radio, so anybody in the whole world can hear it. But then it's archived, and you can listen to it afterwards if you go to Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, you just look up the date, look up Blog Talk Radio. My actor's name is Shelly Nunchuck, and you'll be able to see what day is date. So, you know, just coming out, checking everyone out.
So are you handy with Nunchuck?
A little.
A little?
I'm learning.
We're going to be rock stars after that. Are we guaranteed them? Are you guaranteed rock stars?
I don't know.
We're going to be live on the...
You guys act?
Anthony Doms and, you know, I mean...
Do
you guys do stunts in film?
Song and dance, maybe.
Song and dance?
No.
So what's with the song and dance?
Song and dance?
I've been known to do a little jig from time to time.
What, they got karaoke here or something?
Oh, yeah.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing all the rap stuff.
Spitting some lyrics, are you?
Well, no, it's like, you don't remember that thing, I don't know if you guys are probably a lot younger than me, Milli Vanilli. I do instead of girl, you know, it's true, it's boy, you know, it's true, I do songs, half a pushing.
Do any freestyling?
A long time ago, I wanted to
have it.
A long time ago, not really.
Give the people what they want.
Give
the people what they want.
All I remember is, if you really want, it's not really that great. It was a rap song. It goes, Shelly is my name, as you can plainly see, and I'm going to rap it, no negativity. You see, I used to live in Southie and roll up later round, associated in Boston, known as Beantown. You see, with the fuzz, I get a lot of crap. You see, they want to take me in a second, but yeah, I work my body, and I work it really smooth. I don't want to stop because I've got my own groove. Here, I work my rhythm, and I work my rhyme. If you don't like it, I'll go singing. You're behind.
Wow. Oh, baby.
Impressive.
That was just one thing.
We got a massage on our hands right here.
No. I'm more into doing...
Lyrical genius.
I'm doing a film right now, a couple of films. I'm taking horseback riding lessons, and I'm going to do a lead in, like, a Wonder Woman type of film. It's called Valkyr, and, like, we're doing fight scenes and all this whole thing. So I was like, you guys act or anything?
Unfortunately, I wish.
Well, you guys got the look to act.
I am
not opposed to acting.
Because there's a lot of things I think going on here.
Wait,
in the
you think we can do something real special here? You think we can make some movie stars out of us?
Anybody can act. You guys got the look for it. You know, it's like you guys, you know. I was on the set of the game plan with The Rock. I was like that. To remake of the women with Jada Pinkett Smith and Meg Ryan.
Wow.
And so it's like I've been doing stuff like doing more independent films and, you know, just try to make my own film now. And now I'm learning. It's a lot of stuff to get a short film all together. So it's kind of interesting. But you guys, you know, there's so much going on in Maine. It's like I actually have, you can actually look up on Facebook. No, there's a lot of stuff going on down Maine. You can look up my film page. It's called The Dishwasher. And it's called Jackie Chan and Blue Film. And it's like I'm a regular dishwasher. That's why I have China Miller and Crystal Saya in it. So it's like, I wish my life was more like my idol Jackie Chan. And I've got this guy coming to Boston, Anthony. He went to stunt school and he set himself on fire and all this stuff. And it's like, Well, he's actually Asian. He's Anthony Huang. And he's done all this stuff. So he's my lead bad guy. And we're going to end up running over to the deserted gas station having a fight over there and stuff. So,
All right.
Yeah.
Are there going to be any explosions?
Not in this film, but it's like if I get people, I mean, I know people that have license to make things explode, you know, so it's knowing people but getting the money. That's the thing. I'm not really a promoter. I'm a talker, so that's, you know, it's kind of stuff that I do. You know, I write children's stories. I do many different things.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get there. I'm getting opportunities, you know, training in, like, a martial arts and stuff and, like, learning these things. It's like, I think age is not an obstacle because it's like I only started getting into things when I was in my 30s, now I'm in my 40s. So it's kind of like, you know, I always tell people, you can do anything. You know, it's really possible. So it's like, but anything, I've seen guys, just like you guys, get into acting. They started working on something. There's so much going on. You can sign up for free emails and all sorts of stuff to get into acting. Anybody can do it. Look up Boston Casting or, you know, if you guys find me on Facebook, look up The Dishwasher or Shelly Munchucks and I'm always talking about Jackie Chan and all sorts of things. So, you know.
Big Jackie fan. Jackie Chan.
I'm a Jackie fan. No shit for this girl. No,
there you go.
Yeah. This is me in a movie theater, an action film. I think I'd get kicked out. It's a lot of fun. So, you guys have fun tonight. You know, if you find me on Facebook, you can see everything I do, the fan club pages and everything. So it was a pleasure. Maybe I'll come back around to you while it's free and do our, you know, free
here for a little while. So, okay.
All right.
We're
going
to come enjoy some Budweiser. And drink some free beers.
Free beers?
Yep, free beers.
Free beers.
All night, free beers.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for the offer. So you guys have a good night. Love you all, girl. Thanks. So hopefully this is going out well right now, and I'm trying to still find Tracy among the masses. There's more people coming out right now, and, you know, it's pretty good. I hope everybody can hear me. You know, it looks like it's getting to be a full house, a really, really full house, more people coming out, more and more. And let's see if I can go among some other people and, like, talk to them and just randomly go up to some people and see if they'll actually talk to me. Because when I go up to people, like, what happens is they're kind of getting scared. It's like, can I do an interview with you? So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it's just really weird. If you have somebody randomly going up to you and, like, saying things, they're like, oh. You know, it's really kind of funny. I wish I had a videotape to actually tape this because it is kind of funny. And, oh, it's cute to get little kids, you know. There's a couple little kids doing that cornholio beanbag toss. You know, it's really cute. There's a couple of them going around. And let's see if I can, like, go in among the masses. I don't know if people can actually hear me because the radio is actually really loud. Or it looks like they actually have a DJ. So let's see if I can actually find Tracy. She said she'd be around here somewhere, and I'm, like, going among some more masses here. Let's talk to some other people. Hi, ladies. My name is Shelly Nunchuck, but I'm live on the air with the Shelly Nunchuck Show. And I was wondering, because I'm randomly going up to people, I know this is probably going to be kind of weird.
Shelly, I'm
Nunchucks, you know, like the...
Yes.
And I'm actually live on the air, randomly going up to people. Are you ladies having fun tonight?
I am having a blast.
Okay, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer is your name, is it just Jennifer?
Jennifer.
It's like, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
It's like, this one's running away over the air. Am I like, no, because I'm going up to
the air.
Like, I'm running away because you said your name was Joe Nunchuck. I'm like, okay, no, it's Joey Nunchuck. It's like, everyone having fun here tonight?
Oh, we're having a blast.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Just, you know, I moved up here from Boston, and it's like, you know, I work in the day of
work.
Oh, yeah. No, not right now. Why on the air? It's like, don't drink it all night. It's like, so what's going on? How long have you ladies been here?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? You still standing?
What's stuff. Sometimes I hear people that think they're from Boston, like, oh, I'm from here.
And then they get Waterbury.
So what brought you back to Maine?
My family.
Oh, so everything here
it dragged me.
So it dragged you?
I think she was like sick.
79. No, that's okay. You wouldn't believe how old I am. People are like, no, you're not. It's like
40.
42. It's like people are like, you're not 42.
I'm 47.
Like, yeah.
42?
Yeah. A lot of people, yeah.
Yes.
Like, people get freaked out, and I'm like, you know what it is? I try very hard to take care of myself, and I try to think, age is not an obstacle.
I grew up thinking I was old. I grew up
As soon as I turn 40, I feel so young.
I feel energized.
I like this so
young. I feel like I can run a marathon. It's amazing.
It's age is not, you know, it's just
not
a number. Because it's like, I'm going to be doing a film myself up here. It's called The Dishwasher. And it's dedicated to Jackie Chan. And I've got China Miller involved. I got Wheels involved. I got the whole street involved here. And I'm doing my own fight scene. It's like, I'm a regular woman. I'm a dishwasher. So it's something where, you know, I'm going to have my own fight scene across the street. I've done actors that do their own stunts. I do films. And another film I'm doing with Unicovia down the street. It's called Bell's Gear. And I'm riding horseback riding lessons now. And I'm
really?
In martial arts and so many different things.
You're
so it's like, yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm Boston. Oh, I'm from Boston. Yeah, I was in the cities, not just suburbs.
Everybody's like, oh, you can't.
20-year-old. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah. 18, I don't know how old I am. I'm young.
Now you got to live your life.
I do.
You got to go out and have your fun. So
have a good time.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies.
We're going to go and check out some more people around here. It definitely looks like a really good time. And I still haven't found Tracy, and I hope that people can actually hear me. So this is my first event live on the air, and I really wish I had a camera to take pictures and stuff of people. So it's like they're having fun doing the cornholio beanbag event over the air, and the little kids are actually involved in it. And I'm like, hope people that, you know, they seem to be holding their liquor very well. Let's see, who can I really go up to some more people and see, like, I can actually, I don't think, I wanted to go where the music is, but I think it would actually be a little bit too loud, so let's see where I can actually go, maybe get some other people around, you know, see, just really going up to some people and see what they say. So, like, hi, my name's Shelly Nunchuk. I'm on live on a radio station right now on the air, and I'm just really coming up to people, so don't be afraid. I'm not going to bite you guys or anything. It's like, what brought you guys out tonight? Are you regulars?
We're regulars.
What's your name?
Mike Stampy. And I've known Pete Perrino for almost 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Great guy, and I enjoy coming here normally for my lunches and stuff. So.
Okay, so what's your favorite? What's your favorite food?
Usually either pizza or zucchini meatballs.
Zucchini meatballs. Are you Italian?
No, I'm Irish.
Really? Yeah, you originally from Maine, right?
I am.
Because it's like when I hear Irish, they keep thinking back in South Boston and Southie. I
got relatives in Boston, yeah.
See, it is a small world.
Yep.
Yes. So, what are you guys doing? Just hanging, having a few drinks?
I
have a story.
What's your name?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your story? I want to hear it.
Well, I've never left Westbrook. Born and raised here, and I worked for Pete 37 years ago.
Really?
Yes, and when I was in high school, I used to bus tables, and even back then, Pete always watched out for everyone, and he's a great guy. Been coming ever since. So.
He's kind of shy, too, because I asked him.
Oh,
he was like, oh, no, we'll see the cat, employees and
my
stuff like that.
My two sisters work here, too, and we all work here for him, and we still come back because he's a great guy.
Oh, that's nice. I mean,
yeah.
I come up here, I work at the Dana Wolf Mill, and I was like, they're very fast at lunch. And it's like a boat. I call them up, I walk down here, you know, it's like everything in the area, so I don't need a car. I go to work, I do films and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, I heard about this event. I said, I'm going to come out, you know, mingle a little bit, see what's going on, see how everybody's doing. It's like, seems like everyone's holding their liquor pretty well.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, because I was like, just get home. Do I have to bring my nunchucks with me, or am I going to
No.
Oh, no.
It's a peaceful place.
Yeah.
You always have good good on things. Sometimes people are out of control.
Retired police officer, too.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, that's awesome.
Sometimes Bob and Andy, we right there to take care of it. Never been a problem here.
Oh, good. So did you work in the West Coast Police Department?
I did.
Wait, where's this guy taking you? Wait, he's like taking you away from my interviewer over here. He's telling you, well, it was nice to meet you, Mike.
Same here.
You enjoy the night.
I will.
Thanks very much, guys. I'm going around here. I'm live on the radio station right now. My name's Shelly Nunchuk. What's your name, sir?
John.
John, so what brings you out tonight? Was it the free food?
No, this is a place I remember. I used to come here 35 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and I was cleaning the place for Pete, the owner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shy guy that doesn't want to be interviewed. No, because it's like everybody goes, go see Paul, go see Peter. And I'm like, okay, and he's like, I says, you know, can I interview, you know, because they've always been nice to me coming here, getting lunch and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, you can ask the employees or and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? This is my first live event. I'm just usually in the studio, so I'm like, I hope I'm doing well. I hope everything's running because in my studio I got a cat. And I don't know if she's jumping on the studio stuff, so it's like, hopefully this is live on the air, but you can actually listen to it because it's archived. It's called Block Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Ordinary one of those Shelly Nunchuk. You know, like Nunchuk?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was like, would you have a favorite dish?
Budweiser.
Liquid lunch. Liquid lunch. That's exactly what it is. Liquid lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I mean, is it just Budweiser or anything else?
No, there's a lot of good food and a lot of things. There's just a lot of memories down here in West Park. It's kind of a local. You know, like Denny's is an American institution.
Yeah.
Profeno's is a Westbrook institution.
Oh, it's a Westbrook institution. Okay, and it's really like family because it reminds me back home in Boston, you know, like that type of place. And it's like, I don't like going to the big corporations, you know, like those big things. I mean, a couple of the places, like, I actually had fun going to Cone's, you know, that hibachi restaurant, like, it's over in Portland, Westbrook. I was like, I had fun there. And it's like, but places that remind me of home,
yeah.
I like sticking with that. You know, I go to Wee's Diner over
here.
This whole street is home. That's what it reminds me of. And it's like, it's kind of, like, interesting because it's like, you know, people just people, and it's like, I would not think this was me. I really think it would be Boston.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's what it feels like. And some people actually sound like that's Boston. Yeah. It's like, you know, and it seems like people know people and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of very interesting. Because, you know, you think it's like, because you come up here and you get these things where you get in the stereotypical things in your head. You think invaders, you know, all this stuff. And like Bostonians, and it's like, not everybody's like the thing that the media shows. So it's like coming out, maybe to show that people are just people here in Maine. You know, it'd be kind of nice. And, you know, I hope people haven't getting a kick out of me doing a live event. I don't know. I hope it's live and it's okay and people can actually hear me. It was like I wanted to go over there and I was looking for Tracy, the girl that works here with the blonde hair. And it's like, I don't think they'll be able to hear me inside the bar, inside the
no.
and stuff like that.
No.
So I was just coming out and seeing how everybody's doing. But thank you very much. You know, you have a good evening.
Now, do you live in Westbrook?
Yeah, I live in Westbrook here.
Really?
And, you know, I'm doing films, and I'm going to actually be doing a film called The Dishwasher. And I got China Villa involved, Brady's involved, Florida gas station. I'm going to be a dishwasher. My life is boring. My real dream is to work with Jackie Chan. That guy, I trained a little bit of martial arts and certain things, and it's like I like doing my own sense of fight scenes. Doing a couple of films now, and it's just like how I would in real life. The dishwasher, I went over to Jack Chan and sit down, and he was all crazy hell breaks loose. And it's like a bad guy, and the guy that's actually my lead, his name is Anthony, and he's like, he's with the thugs and all this stuff, and we're going to be running up and down the street. It's like, it's kind of funny because I wanted a whole bunch of crazy Asians to be running down. I was like, my own stunt team, and people be like, see a whole bunch of crazy Asians running down the street, just throwing things around. I was like, we're going to scare the cops. Like, we're going to get arrested. You know? Get the hell out of everyone. But thank you so much for taking your time out. It looks like a lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoys their night, too. So thank you very much.
Nice
meeting you. All right, bye. So here I am, you know, just going around, and I think I'm going to go back into the studio to make sure everything's, you know, like live and stuff like that. Have a good night, guys. Thank you very much. Bye. So here I am going back to the studio, and I really hope everything is, you know, running as according to plan. I guess as soon as I open up the studio, we'll find out. Let's see. Now, as I was saying, that crosswalk, I don't know. People don't know what a crosswalk is around here. It just reminds me of home. People don't know what a crosswalk is. And, you know, I think they really want to run you down. But anyway, let's hopefully everything will be A-okay when I get back to the studio. Losing my voice a little bit. Maybe I should make some tea. But I hope I did really well. It was for my first event, so it's kind of like, you know, figure out, getting a feel for it. Live events are kind of fun. You just sit there and, you know, mingle with people. So let's see how this is going to go. Now, another thing, too, in the studio, we'll check Tan Kitty. I have to do the whole spiel. You might hear her, like, yelling, because she wants to get out, escape. So here I am. It's getting a little chilly out. So I missed all the free food. That's okay. Anyway, let's see, like, what's going on here. Okay. She's going to be screaming. Let's see if you guys can hear her. Let's see. Jackie. Can you hear her? I don't know if you guys can hear her. What do you want? Do you love me? Jackie. I don't know. Can you guys hear that? She wants to try to get out. Now, I had to shut the outdoor. Get in the outdoor. I'm going to stick my foot. Get in. Get in, you little butterball. In. You got to love the kitty. She just wants to escape. Anyway, let's see. I think I'm still live on the air. Let's see. Check out the studio stuff here. What's going on? Let's see. It looks like it's all working. All right. Hey, I got a guest on the air. Sorry, let's see what it says here. And I do apologize because I was out, and I'm going to try to pick up this here. Let's see who it is.
Hello.
Hello, you're live on the air. Hello.
Okay,
hey, woo. Who is this?
Me.
Who's me?
Me. It's me.
Me. It says Tapper Zuki. Is that your name?
Yeah. That's me.
Where are you calling from?
New Zealand.
From where?
New Zealand.
Oh, how is it over there? Is it warm or?
Cold.
Cold. Oh, man. It's just like, man, I just don't even want to think of the cold. I'm up here in Maine. It's going to feel like the North Pole soon.
I know. Where are you up to?
What am I up to? I just went to a live event, my first time with a live event, and usually I'm talking about, like, you know, dreams and, you know, about who I want to work with, which is Jackie Chan or a half guest, like, filmmakers that I know on here. And and it's kind of fun to do the show. Usually I don't do it on Saturday nights. I usually do it Sunday afternoon or Wednesday night. So how is it in New Zealand? Is it beautiful?
So why do you want to work with Jackie Chan? What do you want to do with him?
I actually want to work with him.
Like in film? Or?
Yeah, it's something where it's been my dream for such a long time. So I've been doing like a little bit independent films and, you know, trying to get more into it and trained a little bit in martial arts and 2 years in capoeira, 1 year in Tai Chi. And I'm taking horseback riding lessons now for a film called Falkyr. And that's F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R.
Do you want to act beside him or do you want to just do his makeup or do you want to fight with him or what?
I actually want to act beside him, like, you know, how, like, he usually has the, he has people that actually act in his films. Like, it is different people all the time.
Well,
like, many different people.
You got a crush on him.
I got a what?
Crush on him.
No, it's not a crush. I actually have a crush on a guy that I actually like, but it's that's kind of private. But, no, crush is different. It's like I've looked up to Jackie ever since I was little because it seems like his films inspired me to get into acting. You know, there's different crushes. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm trying to move around and I'm trying to make sure this is settled because sometimes I don't know why it is. It might drop the call, so I apologize. I've had problems. I'm really learning how to run the show. I just have, you know, the call is calling in and I don't have the chat up yet. I'm just, you know, trying to learn as I go. And I've been doing some acting here and there in a film called Falkyr. We're all taking horseback riding lessons, and the guy that's actually who's in charge of it, Horace DeCor DeLuisa, He actually came from Hollywood, and he's a composer, and I'm one of the leads in one of his films, so I'm one of the Valkyrie. And you can actually look up the film page on Facebook, and you can look them up, and you can see everything that's involved in it. It's, I don't know about the production itself. I can't really talk too much about everything that's going on, because, you know, that's how it goes until after it comes out. But doing the leads with that, and it's taking a lot. And to train for and stuff, I give more props to stunt people. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you do your own stunts and fight scenes, yeah. Hard.
Have you wrote to Jackie Chan to try and contact him or anything like that?
Yeah, I talked, you know, a little bit with him on the internet, and it's like he knows I'm there. And he actually has a big Facebook that has over 27 million people on it, and stuff that I usually on my Facebook page, if I mention his name, it goes onto that page. So a lot of people know, you know, that I do want to work with him. So he has an idea about me, and he knows about the film and everything, and I know I'll get it to him. It's just something that, you know, besides being a fan, it's like because of him, you know, I got into acting because of him, because he inspired me so much.
Yeah.
I stepped to a dojo. Actually, stepping into a dojo, you know, training in martial arts gave me the self-confidence in my late 30s to get into acting, because I always thought I wasn't pretty enough. And people, like, you have this big personality, and you make people laugh, and, like, you should get into acting. And I didn't understand, like, sometimes they want to really, you know. I'm sorry?
It's never too late to get into acting, I don't think.
Are you the one that's in that film Inventory?
No. Sorry, hun.
Oh, because we were trying to find you, and there's a Shelley Nunchucks Finnegan on Inventory.
Yeah.
She's called Jackie on that, and there's some kind of message board, something to do with Jackie Chan, so we thought that might be you.
Yeah, it's if you actually, you can find my IMDb page if you have Facebook. You can see fan club pages that I run. You can look up Shelley Nunchucks, NUN-CHUCKS Finnegan. Some of the stuff is private. Some of it you can see on my Facebook page. And then you can find my page for my film that I'm going to be doing called The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan influenced film, and you can see how it's coming together. So you can look up that stuff, and I haven't updated my IMDb page. I've just been working so much. I'm trying to get my website going, you know, trying to do more and more. So I've been working on this other film, Valkyr, with the company Unicovia Pictures for a couple of years now. And sometimes when people are making films money out of their own pockets, it takes a longer time than if, you know, a big Hollywood blockbuster. But they've come a long way since the first films we've done. Anna Kriya, where I had my first fight scene, and I was fighting Z. His name's Ahura, but a lot of people call him Z because they can't pronounce his name. And he has many different nationalities. He's African-American. He's Maori, Polynesian, Apache, and Scottish. So kind of, he has that marking on his face. I don't know the correct word for tattoo, what you call it in Maori. There's terms for it. I can't pronounce it, but they have tattoos on their face, and it's something. I've been trying to learn about other cultures. He's been. He's also a headmaster at a school called Unicorn Cove, and he teaches a lot. And it, you know, if it wasn't for him, I would not know even, you know, about Polynesian or Maori or anything like that. And he was talking about the Hakka. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And about the culture itself, where the women are warriors. So what he let me do in a film, he put his daughter, Nirokazi, she does a lot of the makeup and stuff, and they had to draw the tattoos on me on my face and my arms and on my leg. And, you know, it was like they had to work with what they had, so they had to tan me up with the stuff that looked like blood in a bottle, and the whole costume for the warrior woman, they had to take about 2.5 hours to 3 hours because they had to draw the tattoos exactly, like on my chin and on my arm and on my leg. So it's like learning about cultures through film, which I feel very blessed about. I would never, if I was still home in Boston, I probably would have never known about this other culture, because it's, you know, just being blessed to be able to learn about other cultures, especially Asian culture, which I'm trying to learn more and more because I want to go to China someday.
Yeah. What happens... say if you do actually get the chance to work with Jackie Chan? What after that? What would be your next dream?
Yes. Well, to tell you the truth, I want to have my own stunt team. And I've been networking for 7 years with people, and it's guys that actually have been to stunt schools and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, everything, it comes down to money. It's not impossible. You know, someone could really like what I'm doing, and they could invest in it. You know, it's, that's all it takes. You know, someone to actually, you know, they have fundraising stuff, and people donate money. So I know, you know, I haven't been a chick flick type of girl. I've watched up, you know, many different action films growing up as a girl, and just having that love for something, having that passion. And I've had a couple of roles, nothing really big. I mean, I'm getting starting to get lead roles now, but been working on it. But the thing is, when you work trying to do things, especially independent films, you can do a lot of things, but then it's like when you're done with your part, sometimes you never hear from the people again, and you can't get stuff for a demo reel. So it's kind of hard. But, you know, I'm trying, and it's keep networking, talking to more people. But I've been people like other casting companies like Boston Casting and other companies, LZI Casting, and those big major companies that have the big movies in Boston have been sending me emails to do work, but I can't get back to Boston because I'm working on things. So I could be getting paid work, but there's something that I'm following. I'm following my heart in the two films that I've been involved with. So, you know, it's not all about the money. It's about following your heart in the industry. So
it takes longer
that way. You know, I think people, you know, like things that I want to do, I don't want to take my clothes off and I don't want to do kissing scenes. And everybody's like, well, you'll limit yourself. I go, well, I'd rather jump off a building and do other things. And I was like, I don't think I'm limiting myself at all.
With Jackie Chan, maybe.
Yeah, well, if I just know it's just like.
Anything you can do, Jackie Chan. You have to take your clothes
off. Yeah, he's someone that I inspire to work with. Nothing's impossible. You just have to work for it. Nothing's handed to me. I'm working for everything I'm doing, like even writing children's stories and, like, everything. People like, okay, start doing this. You wanted to do that. And I'm in my 40s, and I wish I had great teachers like this, you know, years ago. But it's never too late. And I want to show people, if they have dreams, as long as they work for it, it can happen. And that's what I'm trying to inspire people, because everybody's good enough as anybody else. You know, if they have a dream, you know, all you have to do is just get off their butt, off the couch or the bed, and that's the first step. That's all you have to do, right?
Yeah. What's the craziest stunt you've ever done?
Well, not to do with film, let's see.
What did you do?
I actually, when I was a teenager, you do stupid things. I used to be a crazy rollerblader, and I didn't wear any pads. And
no pads.
I used no pads at all. I just used to remember in the 90s. Do you remember the rollerblading was a crazy fad?
So what was a crazy fad, sorry?
Rollerblading was like roller skates, but it was rollerblading.
You need to wear pads, man.
Yeah. But I didn't. See, that's in my 20s. I crashed everywhere, and I used to be really fast. And in Boston, through Faneuil Hall, Boston Commons, the cops used to chase me, and I used to rollerblade like a mother, you know. And it's like just crashing into cars. I got hit by a car and all sorts of things. So it's kind of like, you know, I had holes in my knees, and it's like you could see the underneath my knees and all this stuff. And then I mean, even younger, I did something where, I mean, I probably could have got killed. I jumped off a three-story building with just two mattresses in the backyard. Like, things like that, it's just like not even to do with films. This wasn't even to do with films. I'd be doing things like that, and it had nothing to do with films.
Maybe
so kind of like...
You should introduce the roller skates to your films, maybe. Do some stunts on roller skates.
Yeah, I probably could get, you know, back on rollerblades and do some crazy stuff. It's like, let's see how the body handles it, because it's like, nothing, I can feel it.
Did you ever watch The Warrior King with Tony Jaa? There was a crazy scene with that, with loads of bladers and motorbikers and stuff with Tony Jaa.
No, what was that? With rollerblades, are you sure it's called Warrior King, or is it something else?
It's called The Warrior King over here. It might be called The Elephant King down where you guys are.
Let's see. I'll have to look that up. I'm going to, like, after I get off the radio station, I'll look it up, because I know he did Ong Bak and The Protector.
He's the one called Warren.
Something else.
About an elephant.
Oh, the elephant. They stole his elephant?
Yeah, that's the one.
That was, what was it called? I think it was called The Protector. Yeah. So it's not, I think it's called the Protector. I'm actually I'm pulling up IMDb right now. I'm pulling it up as we speak. Let's see. He's like, let's see, Tony Jaa. Let's see, Ong Bak. This guy's crazy. I wonder what he's been up to lately. Now that you got me pulling him up, let's see.
There's a scene with Tony in that film, and he's got Jackie Chan in it. Have you seen it?
No, that's not Jackie.
No. There's a scene in that film with Jackie Chan. He comes out the airport, and he bumps into Jackie Chan, and they both go into sparring stances, and they're about to fight. But then they're like, no, it's okay, dude, we're fine. And then they walk off in their separate ways. But I shit thee not, Jackie Chan's in that film for about 10 seconds.
Because it was water. It's like, see, that's what I thought. And people were like, no, that's not Jackie. Because I saw that and said, that's Jackie.
It's Jackie Chan. It's your baby.
It's your sexy man.
Let's see. It's my, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. You know, you got me looking up his page. You got me all excited and turned on now. It's like Tony Jaa's been doing stuff. What is it? The Protector 2's filming and fighting back. You got me all excited. I'm going to be writing about this on my Facebook tonight. Thank you. Since we're talking about this, I'm like, ooh, I'm all excited. I ain't going to bed tonight. This is better than a cup of beer. Yeah, I get excited about that. What's it? I think it was called The Protector. I think that's what it is.
Have you got a chat on your page? Hang on a second. You don't have a chat on your page?
Come on.
No, because the chat itself, like I said, I've only had the radio station for a month and a half, so I'm trying to really learn as I go. But I've been getting people listening to the shows in the archives because I did one show dedicated to Michael Clark Duncan, who recently passed away. He had heart problems. He was a big guy from Green Mile. And I just wanted to do a dedication to him, and about 874 people have listened to that show. So it's kind of like, you know, for someone who's only had a show for a month and a half, if I do really well, this can go into syndication, and it's like, that would be great, you know, like really big time. So I'm trying the best I can. So when I get more comfortable, you know, running, you know, with the radio call, with the calls themselves, I'll open up. I think you can do Skype and chat and everything on here. So I'm learning as I go. So, you know, I'm just one person. It was handed to me, and it's like, okay, do this and that, because I'm affiliated with Ordinary Woman, a woman I call my big sister, Charlie Hollow Angel, and I was going to do a half hour. And she's actually, you know, helping me out. She says, I'll give you a two-hour show to do. She showed me what to do, but I'm doing everything on my own. So I am doing this two-hour show to, you know, my best ability and try to learn what I can and just find interesting stuff to talk about. And I'm going to have to bring up on a couple of things. And I do appreciate you calling in. Is it Tapperzuki? Is that your name?
That's my real name, baby.
It's sweet. I really like that.
It would be a good film name, maybe. A good character.
It sounds, you know what? Maybe someday I'll have to write that into a character. I really like the name, Tapperzuki.
As long as you credit me, baby, that's all right.
You give us the money for it, okay?
Wait, is there two people there?
Yeah.
There is
it's
two.
Not like there was...
Two.
Oh, because I'm like, wait, it says, you just said something. I'm like, who's hanging with you?
He's Tapper, I'm Zuki.
Oh, so it's two names. I thought that was the whole name, Tapper Zuki.
Like Bill and Ben.
Wow, you guys can find me on Facebook. And, you know, usually Wednesday nights and Sunday afternoons I actually do the show. But Wednesday nights I definitely have a show. It's 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, you know, in Maine. So that's what time the show. But you can look up the archives. And I want to thank you guys, Tapper and Zuki, T-A-P-P-A-Z-O-O-K-I-E. That's kind of cool. It's a combination for one name. I'd have to, yeah, I'll write that in a character someday. Maybe I'll put that in a children's book.
I'd like that.
It's really sweet. Yeah. Maybe when I do my story on my Jackie Chan kitty, the one that came up to me, my little co-host.
Okay, Shelly. It was lovely talking to you, babe.
We love you, Shelly.
All right. Thank you, Tapper Zuki. You guys have a good night in New Zealand. Bye.
And you,
we love you, baby.
We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so
cool. I'm having so much fun tonight. All the way from New Zealand. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Like, this just made my whole night. I was like, imagine if I really do really well. Anybody in the whole world can hear this. And it's like having people from around the world. I ask God for a bigger voice. And, wow, people in New Zealand. Bro. My brother, or I can't wait to tell him this. So I'm going to make him laugh. But I want to go for a little break. My throat's getting a little bit dry. I'm a salt of free food over at McFennel's because I love talking to people. So let me just find, I'm going to play a song. And it was, you know, it's a song called Feel. I was actually in the music video for that. It was by Laz and Kath by Tricep the Studios, which on my last show, I was very happy that they got the money. We were doing the fundraiser live on the air to help them get the rest of $2,500. So right now, Brother Crosby Tatum, I like to end up playing this song for you here. So here we go, Feel. And I was very proud and honored to be part of this video. So here we go.
Yeah. Last Brit. Cat a B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little nine, y'all. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Tricep the Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What you playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ha, you just make me feel real. Ha, you just make me feel real.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Song Feel by one of my little brothers back in Boston, Crosby Tatum. And
Laz and Kat, Tricep, the Studio Family, and Seal. And I once had the honor of, well, not just once, but quite a few times working with Tricep, the Studio Family, giving them much love. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be filming pretty soon for their film, Surprise, Surprise, which they raised all the money for it. And I was very glad and honored to have the guys on my show and felt very happy that I could help them raise the money for their independent film. And another thing is, I will be having September 30th, Sunday afternoon. I will be having them back on the air because they'll be actually in the middle of filming. So Sunday, September 30th at 5 p.m., I will be having the show and having them on there while they're actually filming. So that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, I like to talk about Falcyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, which I'm actually – I can't talk too much about it, but I'll let you know what I can talk about. I'm actually one of the leads, and I'm playing a Wonder Woman type of character, or Valkyrie, and we've been taking a few horseback riding lessons. And people, if you know me, you know Nichelle and Chucks, I'm very dedicated to something which I believe in my heart. One of them is actually this film, and, you know, besides my film, The Dishwasher, which I'll get to in a minute. I do have to thank Ahura Zakora DeLizer, who's big brother. He's actually headmaster at a school called Unicolia. Unicorn Cove, I'm sorry, I always say things wrong, but about the fundraiser, they're having a fundraiser, and if you'd like to donate, I mean, if you know me, I mean, I'm part of this film, so I know exactly where the money is going. If you know you're worried about people, you know, donating money on, you know, line, I totally understand, but I am proud of this film, and I'm very proud of it, and everything you donate to the film of Falcyr does go towards costumes. I'm looking when they actually making the costume. They're hand sewing the costumes. They're not buying them. They're getting the materials and making the costumes themselves. You know, we're trying to take more and more, I think, horseback riding lessons. And we're going to have to start training. And I had my first workout Thursday night. I'm still feeling it. It's going to get much more intense. And it's about four women, and I am one of them. And we come from different areas. And if you know the one, Rosie the Riveter, that's the type of character I am. And it's kind of really nice for me because it's like I don't want to fight and – you know, it's kind of like one of those things, and we get swept away, you know, from the gods and the goddesses, and, you know, it's something where we have to fight bad. You know, we're going to be winning, you know, fighting evil. Now, Falcyr, F-A-Y-C-Y-Y-R. If you'd like to donate, I'll tell you about it. And let me say, I know exactly where the money's going because I am part of this family, part of Unicorn Cove, part of Unicovia Pitches. I am part of the family, and I guarantee you that, you know, it's not a scam. I am part of this Pitcher family, and it's like usually family and friends that are actually a big part of this. And it's Falcyr, spelled F-A-Y-C-Y-Y-R. And it says this is about the fundraiser. We need to raise $35,000, 35000, to complete Falcyr, F-A-Y-C-Y-Y-R. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura Zakora DeLizer, Ahura, A-H-U-R-A, know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit, and he has. But now we need your help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave 150, that would help us out considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we'll find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falcyr. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although we would graciously accept it. But to fulfill the visions of Falcyr, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. Falcyr, F is in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, fundraiser. And the fundraiser is fundraiser.com. And it talks about, you know, how you can donate there. So what I'd like to do is play a song, and it's called Battle Song. Now, you know that with films, when you play a song, it actually has to have the mood of the film to set the mood to the film. If you hear this song, it is actually by Ahura Zakora DeLizer and his lovely, beautiful wife, Sonari. It's an epic song. It's called Battle Song. So when you hear this song,
you understand exactly the feel to it of the type of film. So here we go. This is Battle Song. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Battle Song by my great brother of horror, Zakor DeLisa, and his beautiful wife, Sonari. And I'm going to bring up Tony Jaa in a minute, but, you know, I'm a Jackie Chan girl through and through. And if you want to see about my film, where I'll be doing in Maine here, actually down the street from where that Blaze Profanos, where I actually was there at a live event, you can check out my film page. It's on Facebook. It's called The Dishwasher, a Jackie Chan influenced film. And since Jackie Chan has influenced me, if you want to go there, check it out, feel free. You can go there, like it, and you see the progress, how it's coming together. Hopefully I'm going to be able to do it in one weekend. And actually, you're going to love, you know, if you're into action films, you're actually going to love my lead bad guy, Anthony Huang, who actually is a Boston boy, too. I think he was originally from California, but it was in Boston. He was just at stunt school, and they set him on fire, and he does all this stuff. He's actually, he actually was a clown in the circus. You know, he does all these crazy stuff juggling, and he's actually, I put the new picture of him, and he's like, they got him a harness, and they're swinging him. He's done many things, so I'm actually really excited that,
you know, I have him as my lead bad guy, and I just can picture this, right? I really had wanted a bunch of crazy Asians to be running around Maine. That'd be kind of funny, you know. I think it just freaked people out because it's like, I don't think it's something you see every day around here, just having crazy Asians running up and down the street. And when I was doing this fight scene, and I don't, you know, it's kind of, hoping that I won't get arrested doing this film, but, you know, nothing. No, I won't, but if you want to check out stuff about what I'm, you know, things that I want to see, you can go to my Facebook page. Look me up, Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan. You don't like nunchucks, and I'm losing my voice here, but I'm going to have to make some tea after the show. You can check out a film that I'm actually doing a lead in Falk here on Facebook. You know, check that out. You can donate to that. The Dishwasher Jackie Chan influenced film is my film to dedicate to thing. Jackie Chan dedicates him, and I will get it to him. So I'm very excited. Hopefully soon we'll be able to do this. And with two new friends from New Zealand, I'm actually bringing up stuff about Tony Jaa. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Jaa. He's doing two films. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I guess he's working, doing this film. There's a couple of them. And I'm bringing up, okay, this one, it's called Fighting Back. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's coming out in 2014, though. Ooh, I gotta wait 2 years. It has Samuel L. Jackson, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. It's rumored. I guess it's rumored, though. It's Samuel L. Jackson rumored, Terry Crews rumored, other things rumored, Forrest Whitaker. So they must be just in, like, pre-production or something. Tony Jaa, Masterson, who else? Anybody else I know on here? I don't really know too much, but Tony Jaa. I'm like, oh, my God. Tony Jaa. I'm so excited. What's this film about? Release date is April 2014. Jeez, that's really a long ways away. It says, a former United States Marine embarks on a brutal personal mission to find his cousin's murderer. I wonder if he's running around, if that's actually, you know, anything to do about finding an elephant. You know, Tony Jaa and his elephants. He loves his elephants. Don't mess with Tony Jaa and his elephants. War veteran Tom Hicks returns home from the military to find that his cousin has been murdered due to an underlying problem of organized crime in his old neighborhood. With the police having no leads to go on, as a consequence, Tom embarks on a brutal personal mission to shake things up with the people responsible. However, Tom's old neighborhood is not as it once was, and it is not very long when Tom ends up in a major altercation when he gets noticed and by the wrong people. Tom thought that he had left war behind in the military, but little did he know his urban war was just about to begin. Okay, that's a plot summary for Fighting Back. Now, let's see. What is the other film by Tony Jaa? I'm so excited. Tony Jaa is still working. Yay! The Protector 2. Oh, my God. Because with the, you know, I try to remember, I think The Protector. Yeah. That's the one when he's yelling, I think when he's going, hey, you got my elephant. Let's see. I think Retrieve the Stolen Elephant. Yes. The Protector was about, you know, it was, the fight scene's freaking incredible. Just unbelievable. Tony Jaa is a crazier than Jackie, I think, or something. Like, I mean, I'm a Jackie Chan fan, but this guy's nuts. Well, he's a little bit younger. He's about 6 years younger than me. He's still in his 30s, but The Protector 2. Let me click on that, see what's going on with that. It's filming. It's actually filming as we speak. Let's bring up The Protector 2. Let's see. Why is there no Protector 2? There's no thing on here. Why is there no story or anybody write about The Protector 2? Is he chasing after all the elephants? I guess Tony Jaa does his calm. Oh, come on. Great. What is this about? Has this film died? The page has not been updated since the 11th. Oh, man. I don't know what the story is about, but The Protector, oh, yeah. Tony Jaa, he's a man. He's a crazy man. So let me just adding this stuff to my Facebook page. There you go. I'm liking the page. Tony Jaa, you're awesome. Just awesome. Let's see. Posting all this stuff about Tony Jaa. I'm excited. I can't wait. Tony Jaa. Oh, wow, it sounds like they're rocking down the street. I can hear the music going on. That's going to be going on all night. No Sleep for Shelly. I think I want to play another song. Let's see. What else can I play? Yeah, it's going to jump up on the equipment here. Stop that. Jackie Chan. My co-host is a little furball named Jackie Chan Kitty. She is the little furball that showed up and as a stray and ended up keeping her. And what you guys don't see, she likes chewing on me during the show. Cut that out. Get off the wires. Jackie Chan Kitty, I squirt you. I'll get the water, but now she's chewing on me. Get that out. She's, get away. Okay, 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 okay. She wants attention. Not over there. Come here. Kitty. Yes, good kitty. That's the right side. Yeah. She wants her little treats. She loves eating Temptations. Hey, the company of Temptations. Listen, I have a cat named Jackie Chan Kitty. It's named after Jackie Chan. Okay. Temptations. She eats them like they're going on the sale. That's all she eats. She won't eat any food. So to the makers of Temptations, listen, okay? I got a cat who loves them. He just wants to chew me up, and she wants her Temptations. So to let you know, she'd be great for a commercial. Anyway, let's see. I'm just trying to – let's see. I want to play a song. Let's see. Oh, if you want to call in, it's fine, 877-907-7217. I'm sorry, I was down doing the live event, 877-907-7217. I don't know how much longer on the air. I'm losing my voice, so maybe I should play another song. Jackie Chan, kitty. Let's see. Whoa, oh, no, I don't know. That's not it. Whoa, song by Jackie Chan. Let's see. My other songs by my brother. Get up off your seat. I guess this song was just all out of fun. I'm pretty sure it's a song that Horror was doing out of fun, and people actually, I think, buy this song. So it's called Get Up Off Your Seat. Let's have some fun. Let's do a little dance. Here we go. Forgive me, I'm going to start croaking here, right? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Nunchax!
This is Mountain Man.
This is Mountain Man. How you doing, my darling?
I'm trying to hang in there. I'm so tired right now because I've been up like almost practically since 3 a.m. trying to do things. And were you listening to the show earlier?
Not too earlier. I've caught it in the last maybe 20 minutes.
Because I did a live event, right, and I was hoping people can hear me, and I'm like, I was just about ready to say goodnight, and I was like, okay, here's a caller, and I'm like, the number looks familiar, so I'll have to take the caller, and I'm like, I wanted to, bring you on the air, but how are you tonight, Mountain Man?
Not bad. It's awesome to hear your voice. You're doing an awesome job so far.
Thank you so much. I'm just like, I just had people, two guys from New Zealand calling.
Yeah, I saw that comment, and I was in the process of chasing a cockatiel.
No, you weren't.
From
really?
The house.
You got a birdie?
Yes, I have a bird. She's just recently gotten her, but she was at another location since about 2001, so I'm not sure how old that is, but that's beside the point. But
so
I played
it. What kind of what color is it? Is it white?
She's yellow with orange spots on her cheeks, gray with a little bit of white to her.
Can you take a picture of her? Put her on your profile.
I do have a little clip of her that I'm gonna probably end up putting on my profile or whatever.
Oh, you definitely got her. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, she got out. I was playing a clip off of YouTube, and she got so frustrated, I guess, and just decided to. She saw the door open, which I've been keeping the door open, but I don't know if I'll do it tomorrow or not. But she's learned where the door is, and it's a small door, but I don't know if she's going to try to get out of it again or not, but I've been trying to get her another cage and everything in. But, yeah, she finally got to a spot where I could get her, put a sheet over her, and I caught her that way. So, but anyhow, I'll end up putting a little something on. I'm taking a picture of her and put a picture on Facebook so everyone can see her.
Yeah, definitely do that because I want to see. You know me with the animals, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you talking about your cat was biting you, huh?
Yeah, because he's like, you should see what she does to me because she gets so annoyed. Like, she's my little co-host. So it's kind of like, you know, she wants attention. I'm like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. No, 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 no. And it's like, you know, coming in. From outside, she wants to do the great cat escape, and I have to do this whole schmeal. So, trying to get
I've got a Maine Coon that likes to do that. I have a Maine Coon. My girlfriend has the Maine Coon right now, and she actually had come over to help me to try to catch her. And before she showed up, I ended up catching her with the sheet, the bird I'm talking about. So. She was over here helping me and everything. So, but I just wanted to at least call in and say hello, see how you were doing, and give you a few minutes of voice rest there, because I know you're you were complaining that your voice was getting sore. So I figured I'd call in and hopefully we're still running because the timer is so whacked up on it.
It's going pretty good. It's like, you know, I think I have a few minutes left, and I'll probably play one more song after we're done talking, and then it's like, drink some tea.
Some tea?
Yeah,
are you going to have crumpets with the tea?
No! That would be nice, though. I wish I had some cookies or something right now, but I've been trying to be a good girl, you know. I learned to have a little bit of chocolate is definitely a good thing.
Yes. But so it's awesome to hear you're on the air and stuff. I've been trying to get hooked up with Charlie and see what's going on. Because I went to
I don't even know. I'm like, because she's like, you know, she's doing 50 million things, and she's actually filming stuff. So I don't know when she's going to be able to even do horse shows. It's kind of like, you know, she's running around, but just Facebook her, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah, well, I actually Facebooked her and left her a message, asked her to give me a call back, because she asked me to call her one night, and when I did, it was like she didn't answer, so I'm like, okay, fine, we're going to play this game. chase me if you can type of stuff, so, but anyhow. So I know, she wanted me to, the reason why her and I got into it is so if she didn't really get into it, if she couldn't do it, I was going to do it, and I had all the stuff the everything that I could go onto the page with and everything. I don't know if it's the same as it had been in the past. But it's like, yeah, I could do it, but I prefer to have somebody with me.
Yeah, and she, you know, she really, she's been busy. That's why she hasn't done the radio show. You know, it's kind of like, but try to get a hold of her, talk with her, see if she, you know, I guess, you know, whatever she can do it, I guess, when she can, you know. She's trying to get some stuff going for herself, but, you know, I guess she'll get back to you when she can.
Yeah, but I figured I'd at least come and help you out, at least give you a couple people to talk to at least and give your help to give your voice a rest here and there.
Thanks.
I know how hard it is doing it by yourself. And you should always have something with, but in, close by. So if you need to take a sip or something.
Yeah, it's just like, I thought, I was like, I missed all the free food over there, and I thought I was going to be, you know, I was like, I missed it, and then people are like, you want some beer? And I'm like, I don't think it's a good idea. So people wanted to give me beer, and I'm like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
Kind of nice, though, the offer, but, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I hear you. Definitely hear you. So I figured I'd jump in, try to see if I could help here and there, and catch up with you at least once on one of the shows when I have a few minutes here and there. So
yeah, thank you.
At least try to come help out a little bit here and there. That way it gives you a minute to do what you need to do or whatever. But, yeah, I heard you complaining about your cat there biting you and all that.
She's sitting right here. She's like, pay attention now. No, she's like, she has the urge. She wants to jump up on the keyboard. And I'm like, oh, no. She's like, down. She's a ninja. She's a ninja. The cat's a ninja. She's what do you think? She's named after Jackie Chan. So go figure. She's a kung fu kitty. I'll write a little story about her.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Too bad you couldn't get her to meow or whatever.
I caught her coming in. I'm going to, like, as soon as this is archived, I'm going to listen to the show and see how well I did. So well, I think my time's almost up now, so I just didn't want to cut you off, and it was great that you were able to call in, and I do appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, and I'll try to catch you on the next one.
Okay, well, you have a good night.
You too, Shelley. I'll talk to you soon, and everyone have a great night. This is Mountain Man signing off.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm getting ready to sign off, ladies and gentlemen, and it's like, it just seems like as time goes by, I'm starting to get more, you know, people on my show either calling in or guests, and it's really great because I've only had the show for a month and a half, and I think I'm doing pretty well, and hopefully I'll have the chat popped up, you know, as I'm learning, as I go. I didn't eat dinner, but I think I'm going to make it kind of light. I'm going to have some, I think, oats. You know, it's probably better not to eat too late. So anyway, I'm going to once again play the song The Fighter, because this is a song that's my theme song. And from what I heard from Cardiac, my nephew, and his brother Sacrifice, they did this song, and I heard a producer actually stole the song. Now, I thought it was pretty much, you know, copyrighted, and I've been talking about this song and showing their video for a couple of years now, and this is my theme song, and I try to figure out if it was, I'm pretty sure this is the one that they were talking about, and I'm like, wait, some guy's stealing this song or whatever like that? I don't know the whole story, but listen, dude, don't mess with my nephew. Just don't mess with it. Not a good idea. Shelly McShuck's nephew, Cardiac. Not a good idea to mess with this stuff. That's all I got to say. Anyway, the song, The Fighter, is going to be in my film, The Dishwasher, Jackie Chan influenced film. And Sacrifice, his young wife, age 32, you know, had kids, and they were, you know, a lovely couple, happy and stuff. And she recently had lost her life, you know, lost her battle to cancer, and she was a fighter. And everyone that knew her loved her, and her name was Sarah. And I'm going to have a special dedication in my film, The Dishwasher, to Sarah,
It's actually going to be in the credits and stuff afterwards. And, you know, it's just something that I wanted to do, memorialize her. And, you know, God sometimes just wants angels. And I think that's what it is, because you can't explain why good people are sent to heaven, you know, when they pass away at a young age for, you know, you just can't understand it. And the only thing I can think of, and I don't try to push my religious beliefs on people, the only thing that I can come out of my head, God wanted an angel, and he called upon Sarah to be one of his angels, and that's all I can think of off the, you know, in my head. That's the way, the easiest way I can comprehend things, because in life is too short. So I dedicate the song, The Fighter, in my dedicated thank you film to Jackie Chan, to Sarah. And this is the song, The Fighter, once again. Sometimes I open up the show with it. And everybody, I wish everyone to have a good night.
And I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, trying, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I die.